Sunday, July 6, 2008, marked four first steps. Much has been written about the KMT administration's first month in office. A small fraction of that reportage has focused on the achievements of Ma Ying-jeou's government, but it has been drowned out by issues that are either nearly beyond the control of the executive, global economic health, for example, or have occurred outside of government influence, the recent clash over the Diaoyu Tai. Regarding the former, Ma has allowed fuel prices to rise in anticipation of further increases later. Though it was a tough decision to make, he is planning for a soft landing and should be lauded for his focus on the long-term welfare of Taiwan's population. On the latter issue, his refusal to engage directly and intervene when less capable party stalwarts in the legislature threw up their arms and shouted slogans demonstrates the good judgment of a governor and the maturity of a regional leader. Whether this incident damages ties with Japan remains to be seen, but with the current cordial and communicative relations with China, many may be asking whether a new alignment in Asia will mean security derived from countries other than Japan and the U.S. Facing increases in international oil prices, Ma is sensible in wishing to open up direct links with China as soon as possible. Ma has been bored and made trips, but he has started out determined and clear-headed about the mistakes of the past and challenges of the future. Though some may look for bad news out of partisan spite, there can be little denying that a big change has happened and one that prioritizes substantive pragmatism over hollow nationalism. It is hoped that both sides of the strait can now reconcile their differences, avoid confrontational issues, and unify all Chinese peoples in a common endeavor for a secure future.